Random House Audio presents Instructions for a Heatwave by Maggie O'Farrell. Read for you by John Lee. Thursday, 15th July 1976. 4. 1. The only permitted use of water will be for A. drinking and or B. the washing of clothes or of the body and or C. both public and private toilets. Drought Act, 1976, an act to respond to water shortages and droughts in the United Kingdom. Highbury, London. The heat. It wakes Greta just after dawn, propelling her from the bed and down the stairs. It inhabits the house like a guest who has outstayed his welcome. It lies along corridors, it circles around curtains, it lolls heavily on sofas and chairs. The air in the kitchen is like a solid entity filling the space, pushing Greta down into the floor, against the side of the table. Only she would choose to bake bread in such weather. Consider her now, yanking open the oven and grimacing in its scorching blast as she pulls out the bread tin. She is in her nightdress, hair still wound onto curlers. She takes two steps backwards and tips the steaming loaf into the sink, the weight of it reminding her, as it always does, of a baby. A newborn, the packed, damp warmth of it. She has made soda bread 3 times a week for her entire married life. She is not about to let a little thing like a heat wave get in the way of that. Of course, living in London, it is impossible to get buttermilk. She has to make do with a mixture of half milk and half yogurt. A woman at Mass told her it worked, and it does, up to a point. But it is never quite the same. At a clacking sound on the lino behind her, she says, "Is that you? Bread's ready."